Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, Tell the Truth Tuesday. We got calls, we got tweets, we got Cody Betts making lists. We got a lot going on. Cody Betts drinking hot sauce at 1:30. Don't miss that. It's also buy one, get one, free wings.
He's drinking hot sauce.
B-dubs.
I mean, we can switch it up a little bit.
I brought the Bud Light package in. We're going to get that to the winner.
Do you want to drink hot sauce or eat a habanero? Which one you want to do?
Ooh, B. Mitch is giving out options.
What is that?
A habanero?
Like the pepper?
Yeah.
No, that might last longer. Wouldn't it? You'd have to take multiple bites.
You just have to eat two seeds.
I'll stick with the hot sauce, I think. I think I was trying to be tricked right there.
I think you're better off drinking the hot sauce than eating one of the peppers, honestly.
Oh, man.
I think those peppers are dangerous. All right.
Yep.
Ron Rivera joined the Junkies this morning, as he does every Tuesday, and explained that the Washington football team is very much cognizant of their lack of a long-term answer at quarterback. That does two things. For one, it settles the... They don't consider Heinicke the long-term answer. I think that you consider Heinicke part of your long-term plan because I think he has really good value as a backup. But I don't think he's the answer, and I think it's pretty obvious Ron knows that too. But Ron also made it clear, I've reported, and I stand by this, that they don't love any of the quarterback options right now. But that doesn't mean they're not watching. And like everything in life, things evolve. Things change. Players get better. Joe Burrow, I think, is one of the best examples because – Cody Betts, you were saying the Pitt quarterback, the kid Pickett. How can a fifth-year quarterback be the
guy?
Joe Burrow was in his fifth year. He started at Ohio State, had to transfer, had to sit out, didn't play well his first year at LSU. I mean, things came together for Burrow. Things could be coming together for this Pickett kid. 22 touchdowns against one pick.
Look how Burrow played last year. Then he got hurt, and then look how he's playing this year.
Totally.
Things, something slowed down for him.
Things evolve in life. Let's hear from Ron Rivera. Talking about the quarterback situation from this morning on the Junkies.
I mean, that's something you always talk about, you know, and until you get one, you're always going to be looking, you know, you're wondering is anybody on the current roster capable of developing? Is there a guy that's going to be out there in free agency? Is there a guy in the draft that we could do something for to get? Absolutely. We're always talking about it. And, you know, I'll give you a little hint right now. I get a weekly update on all the college quarterbacks that I go through. And again, guys, we're constantly looking, and not just at the quarterback position, but, you know, the other positions that we consider very, very vital. I mean, we think there's six core positions on offense and defense, and we're constantly looking at those six and trying to decide if we have guys that we feel really good about being in those positions.
They're looking at college quarterbacks. I just got a text from my mom. She said, draft a kid from Ole Miss. So my mom's in on Corral. We need a definitive Beamish and Finley pronunciation on this guy.
I think I've heard it Corral.
Okay.
I don't think it was
Corral. Okay, Corral. Let's get to Cody Betts.
At least we know it's a smart person in the family.
Yeah.
Mom.
Ain't me. So Walter Football, I don't know if people are familiar with walterfootball.com, but it's an old school NFL scout, and he leads a website that has a lot of good information that I've looked at in kind of pre-draft processes. So I pulled up their 2022 big board. Their top five prospects are the kid Thibodeau from Oregon, D-end. They're going to compare him to Chase Young and the Bosas. Adam Anderson, who is the kind of a pass rusher linebacker from Georgia who's just a stud. I'm telling you, if I was building a team and I could get 99 and 95 from Georgia, those big boys in the middle, I would take them. Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, is his third prospect. Derek Stingley, cornerback from LSU. And then Evan Neal is a tackle from Bama. That's your top five prospects, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you get to six is D end out of Michigan, Hutchinson. Number seven, he's got Corral from Ole Miss. So that's your first QB that pops up. The next quarterback on the big board of prospects, and this is just who are the best players regardless of position. I mean, it's all D-tackle, O-tackle, linebackers, corners. You have to scroll all the way down to 36 to get to Malik Willis from Liberty. Mm-hmm. And then you want another QB after that? Keep scrolling.
But don't we watch all the time, though, every year? We always look at these quarterbacks, and they're right where you're saying they are right now. And then Mel Kiper and his crew in the offseason start talking everybody up.
Totally.
And if the quarterback starts getting much more praise, those quarterbacks go right past those other positions. And I think with so many people needing quarterbacks this year, too, they're going to start talking them up, and they're going to end up in the top 15, a lot of them in the top 15, top 20 again.
Totally.
And it happens every damn year.
I pulled up Pro Football Focus. They have Malik Willis number 8 on their big board. They said the new QB1 on Pro Football Focus's draft board. The happy feet and bouts of inaccuracy we saw a year ago have subsided massively, while his electric rushing ability and howitzer arm are still very much intact. He faces his first Power 5 contest in Syracuse, but the November 6th game against Ole Miss is the one to circle on your calendars. Think about that, Washington fans. That's the bye week. You want something to do? That Saturday, you can watch Liberty versus Ole Miss. You watch Malik Willis versus Matt Corral and pick which one you want. Now, here's the problem. I'm not sure Washington's going to be bad enough to have a top five pick and get the quarterback they want. Mm-hmm. Because Detroit, terrible. Goff ain't the answer. I mean, if you look at the projected draft order, you've got the good news, I guess, is you've got a bunch of really bad teams that already technically have quarterbacks. Detroit does not. You got to figure they're going to want one. But look at who else is terrible. The Panthers could draft one. I don't think the Falcons could maybe draft one. Are the Giants drafting a quarterback? Are the Eagles drafting a quarterback? The Eagles have like 100 first-round picks. The Texans might have to, because they might ship one out of town. The Jaguars aren't going to. Are the Dolphins? The Jets aren't going to. You got to look at these bad teams that'll be ahead of Washington in the draft and how many of them are definitely in the quarterback
market.
But if
any of these bad teams that we all saying, no, they're not going to draft one, I would tell you I might still be drafting one. I would say you want to come up to this spot, or I'll pick the one I won, get rid of this one. What did Arizona do? They drafted Kyler Murray, and they put Rosen.
Yep.
They put him out there.
Yeah.
If you have one that you think I made a mistake and it's another one that's coming that you think is better, draft him and get rid of the other one.
I agree with you. The definitive spots, I would say, are Lions of the teams with a worse record than Washington. The definitive Lions, Texans, and then probably Dolphins, Giants, and Eagles. I mean, are the Giants going to keep rolling with Daniel Jones? Are they going to keep rolling with Dave Gettleman, mm-hmm. for that matter? No, very interesting. Haven't hit the phones yet. We got a couple callers. Yeah! Chris in D.C., true or false, Washington's going to draft a first-round quarterback?
True, but I don't. I hope it's not one of the guys that they named.
Who do you want?
Who do you think it should be then?
Carson Strong from Nevada.
Dude, I watched him. Did Kaepernick play in Nevada?
Mm-hmm, I think he did.
Carson Strong kind of reminds me of Kaepernick. Just big, long running style, cannon of an arm. All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. We can barely hear you. But it was
400 and some yards Saturday.
I mean, cool name, too. Here's Pro Football Focus on Carson Strong. Strong's first three games were always going to be his biggest tests, and unfortunately, we saw much the same guy we saw last year. His arm talent is easy to love, but working after the first read and from tight pockets are still issues. I mean, this is a guy with extreme athleticism, but you also got to be a QB. Willis, what about Sam Howell? He was the presumed number one that has kind of fallen off the radar. Mm-hmm. North Carolina Tar Heels. I'll say this. I'm out on Spencer Rattler. You get benched in college. What's that, Landfill?
Said, you know who else is out on Spencer Rattler? The Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, but
they benched his ass.
Right, but other teams are saying they still like him, and he still has a ton of potential. Like, I mean,
you never know sometimes. Sometimes it could be just the coach don't like how you're doing stuff right now. You're not doing it for him. But I hear all these people a lot of times talking about, he gets stuck on the first read. You know how many quarterbacks I've listened to those scouting boards say, this guy can do it all. And then they get to the next level and they stink.
Heath Shuler could do it all.
Yeah, as I'm saying, like, if a guy getting stuck on the first read, that he has room to grow. But these guys that were in college just can't miss. The little kid up there in New York right now, look like he can't hit.
Right.
Since he's got to this level. But they say he was a can't miss.
He can certainly get hit.
He reads, he does all this stuff, he's athletic. He has looked nothing close to what those scouts said. A lot of the scouting stuff, just like a lot of broadcasting, comes down to how much I like you, how much information somebody else gave you, and if you start looking at it that way, you'll see it. I still think you can be as good as you were in college. Till you get to the next level, you still have to learn how to play at the next level.
Totally. And guys emerge that you're not expecting. I mean, it's impossible to know. Let's go to Daryl in Columbia. Daryl, what's up, man? True or false, Washington's going to draft a quarterback in the first round next season? Daryl, you there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm totally in agreement with B. Mitch. Upgrade all the time. I do have a question I want to ask you, B. Mitch, and I want to preface it by making this statement. You know, the Washington football team in 64, they drafted a running back by the name of Charlie Taylor, and because of the offensive line, they moved him to wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Moved him to wide receiver because of the offensive line. I want to ask you, B. Mitch, when Joe Gibbs came here in 82, he came here with Don Coryell's mindset. He wanted that offense. He realized that it wasn't working, so he went back to Riggins and changed the whole philosophy. I want to ask you, B. Mitch, about Antonio Gibson. I really think that Antonio Gibson would be better utilized back as a wide receiver, as a slot receiver, giving him jet sweeps, getting him out in the open. And I think that they should alternate Jared Patterson and McKissick and put Gibson, because he's showing that he's not durable enough, even with like running backs like we had with Barber. Every time Barber would run, he was always going forward. He lowers his shoulders. Gibson doesn't have that type of running style. And I wanted to ask you, B. Mitch, do you think he would be better if, they made an in-season adjustment, put him back, because he hasn't forgotten how to catch the ball.
Thank you, Darryl. So here it is. True or false, Washington should move Antonio Gibson back to wide.
No, I say false. I think Antonio Gibson, for the pro level and the way that they use running backs, that's the best way he should be. Now, he has to have somebody to teach him more fundamentals. I think Randy does a good job of that. Randy Jordan. He has to start running behind his shoulder pads. He's 220-something, almost 230. I don't think he runs routes well enough to be a receiver, especially in the slot at this level. I think if he goes into the slot, those cornerbacks are going to light him up. Because when he was in college, he didn't run a lot of routes. That's what people don't understand. Antonio Gibson in college got a lot of screens. He got a lot of
bubbles and all
five,
that.
Five-yard hitch routes and things of that nature.
Just slants.
Go deep.
Yep.
That's not going to work at this level. And I think that's why he got moved to running back. And most teams were trying to move him to running back. People weren't thinking about playing him at receiver. So I know people say, oh, he gets banged up a little bit. You know, if he's getting banged up at the receiver, at the running back position the way he's doing it right now, that'll happen at receiver too. So I think he needs to just start working better on how to run behind his pass. If you watch him when he's run his running style, he cuts straight up and down. He runs to the back of his lineman a lot. He has to learn to start anticipating like a McKissick or a Patterson does. And I think once he learns how to run behind his shoulder pad, like I told him last year, you run behind your shoulder pad, people are not going to want to deal with that.
I got one for you. This is from Burgundy Lunatic on Twitter.
I like that.
I'm going to let Landfill start here. Okay. True or false? This is from Burgundy Lunatic. I can't stress enough. This is from Burgundy Lunatic. True or false? If Washington wins Sunday, then Washington will go on a run and finish 9-8 this season.
False.
Brian?
I'm going to eat my candy.
All right. Cody?
Well, I took the over on 8 wins, so sign me up for that all day.
You're riding with the lunatic. Self-proclaimed Burgundy lunatic.
Yeah, I bet $30 on it.
Landfill, help me with the math here. They're 2-5. So to finish 9-8, they only have, is that even possible? They only
have to win 7 of the 3.
They have 10. Okay, yeah.
7 of our 10.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Did you just say they have 5 losses? Is it possible for them to finish with 8? Yes, that's mathematically possible.
I was trying to add, so there's 10 games. They'd have to go finish 7-3. Mm-hmm. Bucks, so where are the definite losses? Bucks and 2 against the Cowboys? Bucks 1 against the Raiders in Vegas, 1 against the Cowboys? It's possible. I don't expect it to occur. What would the odds be on them finishing 7-3?
The odds on them finishing 7-3, I don't know, like.
Plus what?
800? 900?
Plus more than that.
800-1, you're saying?
Plus 4,000.
Yeah.
You know what I did on that question? I ate 50 grand. Ate a half of a 100 grand candy bar.
Uh-oh. Mel Kiper, as we live and breathe, just tweeted out his new big board and a new number one quarterback.
Is who?
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll tell you who it is when we return. Beamish and Finley. Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Tell the Truth Tuesday. One dude that always tells the truth, usually in the harshest possible terms, is our guy, Barstool Nate. You can follow him on Twitter, at Barstool Nate, all of his content, barstoolsports.com. Nate joins us via the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Mr. Eric Nathan, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm doing great. The weather's terrible, but all things considered, you know, life is grand. What's going on down in D.C.?
Well, before we get into the football, we're going to go with some positive. The Caps scored 7 last night. They probably could talk to Washington football team and teach them how to score a touchdown. They might help them out.
I was hoping that we would actually start talking a little more Caps because I
wrote it down on our rundown to talk Caps.
I'm about as out on the Washington football team as I've been in the last, 10 years or so. What's opposite of love? Just indifference. I'm so just like indifferent about anything they do right now. I know the big story this morning is Ron Rivera said that they're looking for a franchise quarterback. Like, thank you very much, Ron Rivera. That's the story of the last 30 years of this team. We're looking for a franchise quarterback. You're not exactly breaking new ground here, my guy. But the Caps are unbelievable. 6 games, 4 wins, 2 overtime losses. Alexander Ovechkin's probably just, playing his best hockey I think we've seen, since the Cup run. And then before that, maybe the last 5 years before that, he's unhinged right now with how good he's playing. I love this team. I love the Caps. And I'm so glad that we get to watch them. Because the yin and the yang between the football team and the hockey team, just they could not be more different. So thank God for the Washington Capitals.
How legit are the Caps? Because I mean, they can score obviously, and I love that they're getting production from young players to kind of go with Ovi and Oshie. And I worry about the goaltending. I mean, they were up when I put the Caps game on last night. They were up 4-0, I think, and then it became 4-4 in a hurry. Obviously,
that's hockey, though.
Hockey's crazy. Yeah. I recognize that. Obviously, the Caps are good. How good are they?
See, this is when I start getting in trouble because we're only 6 games into the season, so there's still a lot to figure out with this team. I don't want to get so crazy here. This team is really good. They are as balanced as we've seen in quite some time. They got faster over last season. TBR is playing great. He was, the odd man out on defense last year. He's playing fantastic. The young guns.
Tell everybody who TBR is.
Oh, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Yeah. He's playing great defense so far this year. Everybody's clicking, which is great. I know we're a little worried about the goaltending. We have, just the 2 young guns in that, Samsonov and Double V. And they're playing fine. They're playing good. Nobody's really, running away with the starting goaltending spot, which, the old adage, if you have 2 goalies, you don't have 1. I think both have potential to be very good. They just have to shake the cobwebs off, and one of them has to decide, I'm the guy. And once that happens, I think, as long as they stay healthy and hungry and happy, that this team can go, as far as possible. I have no reason to believe 6 games in that we've seen it all, and I'm not going to start saying that we start planning the parade. What I'm going to say is don't not start planning the parade. Maybe just, save a couple dates in June for the parade because it very well could be our year.
Which goalie you think is the guy that you would expect or you want to become the guy because he seemed to have the most tools?
See, that's tough. I always thought Samsonov was going to be a Vezina winner, and he came on super, super, super strong. I think it was 2 seasons ago when he was lights out, and then the COVID season happened. He also got in the ACV injury in Russia, and he came back last season, and he was not as strong as Vanacek. So I don't have a horse in this race, I guess, when it comes to who I want. I just want one of them to take those reins and be the guy. I'm completely indifferent on which one it is. I like them both a ton. And they both, you know, when they're on their A game, both of them can absolutely take over a game and shut out the opposition. We saw that against New Jersey a couple nights back. Unbelievable playing by Vitek there. But then the next game, you know, he gets yanked. So, again, I don't care which one it is. I just need it to. I need one of them to be the guy.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at Barstool Nate. Check out all his content at Barstool Sports, covering DC always. I have an idea, and I want you. I've talked to Johnny Cakes Auville. He's in on trying to make this happen. I think Brian will be. I think I explained it to you, but maybe I haven't yet. I'm going to talk to PFT about it hopefully later this week, but I think you could really push this forward, Nate.
What's that?
Did you watch the Manning cast at all last night? Peyton and Eli doing the Monday Night Football broadcast?
Yeah, the Manning cast is unbelievable. That's must watch TV.
It's awesome.
Week.
Totally. And so last night, the game's in Seattle, so they had Seattle people. They had Marshawn Lynch and they had Sue Bird. They had Brady and Breeze also. It was awesome. But bringing Sue Bird on in Seattle caught my eye because Sue Bird is probably one of the greatest WNBA players of all time. She's a champion. Who can they get when the Washington football team is on Monday Night Football on November 29th? Who can they get? The answer is Alex Ovechkin. How incredible would that be to have Ovi on there on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli?
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that last night, and I really liked that idea. Obviously, I don't know how you think I'm going to push that through. Like,
we just all got to start tweeting about it. If all of us start tweeting about it and making it a thing, it's the power of crowds. I don't know what the hell the term is, but we can do this.
You think with me, you, and PFT's powers combined, we can get Alexander Ovechkin on Monday Night Football
and the Junkies? We're starting to listen. Between PFT and the Junkies, those are legitimate people. Brian Mitchell's a damn football legend. You and I are just nerd bloggers. We're just along for the ride. We're just idea guys here. But I think...
Okay, I was just making sure you knew that I was a rowboat and not the Titanic. Like, I you know, I'm not exactly having, you know, OB, you know, direct line in my phone right now. He must have got a new phone.
But I'm sure Eli and Peyton have. They have ways of getting to him. We just got to make sure we get it on their radar.
I don't think the concern is local radar. I think it's getting it on Peyton and Eli's radar.
All right. Well, let me shoot a text to Eli real quick. Get it on their radar. I do love the idea. And obviously, Alex would be fantastic on the Manning cast. It's like very laid back and conversational. He would blend in perfectly with them. Also, good for that would be a guy like Oshie, who has ties to the Seattle area. So, you know, if Alex is busy that night, maybe Oshie can.
Maybe you do both of them. Maybe Ovi and Oshie join.
Oshie can talk multiple sports, too.
Well, and we know the Caps are off that night, and they'll be in Miami. Mm-hmm. So it leads me to believe that the fellas might be relaxed a little bit, being in Miami.
They're going to be relaxed.
It's television gold. We just have to make it happen. I don't know how we do it.
I will do what I can, and I'll do everything that you asked me to do to try to get Alexander Ovechkin on Monday.
Okay, I'm still wood shopping, so this thing, figuring
Nate,
it out.
I want to know, where's your head with this football team, brother?
This will be less fun.
Sunday I barely watched. I followed it on Twitter. I was watching Red Zone, but you know, we're playing Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. I don't know why people expected anything besides a loss. Heineke, you know, he's a ton of fun to watch. He very well might not be a starting quarterback in the NFL, which, to be fair to Ron Rivera and the team, they brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick to be the starter. So at least they kind of had a head on their shoulders in that aspect, where they never expected Heineke to have to step in and be the starter this year. He seems like an awesome guy. He seems like he could have a pretty long, you know, 10, 12-year career in the NFL, maybe as a journeyman, maybe in Washington as a backup. I don't know. But we need a quarterback. And until we have a quarterback, poor Terry McLaurin has to, you know, contort his body. What's the word? Contort his body to make every catch. Unbelievable talent he is. I hope he's in Washington for life. He one of the only reasons to really even watch this team right now and cheer for this team right now, because he's an absolute legend and just an absolute wide receiver one in this league, and I never want to see him play anywhere else. But, I mean, the defense played good. The defense played better. It was a winnable game, but, JP, I think it was your Twitter. Bad teams find ways to lose, and we've been saying that for years about this team. They've never taken that next step to win the winnable games. And that, you know, rinse and repeat for, you know, until we have a quarterback and a system in place that can win games, we'll just be that bad team that loses games. And that's just what we are.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. You can check him out at Barstool Nate. So let me ask you this, dude. Ron Rivera was on with the Junkies this morning. He's on with them every Tuesday. And he was asked about the quarterback position, and he made it very clear that he explained that he gets a weekly report on all of the college prospects. They know they aren't good enough at the quarterback position. They know they need a long-term answer, and he's trying to find that. Do you think they draft a quarterback in the first round this coming season, this coming draft?
Yes. I don't say I can't imagine a scenario where we don't, but I right now, it's today, October 26th at 11:38 a.m., I'm going to put it at a 80% chance we go quarterback in the first round. I think it's a necessity. It's an absolute must. Cannot be the team that passes over a quarterback again and, you know, watches Justin Herbert go out and become an MVP. We have to take a quarterback first round, and then we have to take another one if this guy fails, and we have to take another one if this guy fails. We can't get cute with it anymore. This team has not had a quarterback for 2 decades, you know, save for RG3 in 2012. This team just has not had a quarterback in 2 decades. We need a quarterback. We need to draft a quarterback in the first round. There's no other option.
Is there anybody you like?
I knew that question was coming. I don't know enough about the top QB prospects coming out of college and how they would fit a system and this and that. I just, you know, I see the names on Twitter like everybody else, and I'll read a little bit about them. This is when I put my trust in that they have developed a proper scouting team, and they're doing their due diligence, and Dan Snyder won't step in and take a Dwayne Haskins again. So I'm not going to start throwing out names on October 26th about who I want. A lot can happen between now and the draft. Just think about like a Joe Burrow who was not considered the number one quarterback in the draft, and then he just flew up, and now he's an absolute stud. So I'll probably start paying attention to it as I do most years, you know, come wild card weekend and bowl game season in the NFL, and then hopefully hit on a guy finally. You know, we just need a hit on a guy. We just need it so bad.
It's so bad because basically Washington's plan is to hit the Powerball. Like, the only way this will ever get fixed is if they find Justin Herbert or Josh Allen, because I don't think they're going to get the first overall pick. Herbert was 6th, Allen was 7th. Like, you have to hit somebody in that range. And listen, nobody knows who it's going to be, right? And there are general managers that when they hit on those, they take big victory laps, but you don't know. You're hoping.
You don't know,
you're
but
hopeful.
I think the way that you make it happen, you draft the quarterback in the first round. I'm getting so sick of people saying that they got to make it, oh, we're going to find the guy fit our system. How about you make your system fit him?
Yeah.
Totally.
If you look at what Baltimore did to bring Lamar along. Yeah, if you invest that pick in a guy and he was damn good, you try to make sure that your system fits him. And too many coaches want their quarterback to fit their system. You got to adjust some, brother.
I do have something for you, Nate. November 7th is the Washington football team's bye week. I've got a plan for you, though. On November 6th, Ole Miss plays Liberty. That pits Matt Corral versus Malik Willis. Watch that one. See if you find yourself a quarterback.
Yeah, those are two of the names that obviously are going to be towards the top of the draft board.
Yes, sir. We got to run or Landfill's going to have an aneurysm. So I appreciate your...
relax.
Thank you for the time, dude. Always appreciate it.
All right,
Nate. All right, see you guys.
All right, that is Barstool Nate calling from Barstool Sports. When we come back, we're going to talk a little World Series. We're going to keep the true or false going. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Tell the Truth Tuesday. I got a true or false for you, B.
What's that?
True or false, the Atlanta Braves will win the World Series.
Ooh, Lord.
World Series starts tonight. Braves, Astros. And to help us break it down, Cody Betts has our first ever B. Mitchell Finley World Series preview.
All right, so true or false, the Atlanta Braves will win the World Series. They are plus 125 to win the World Series this year. The Houston Astros.
Is what?
The Atlanta Braves are plus 125, and the Astros are minus 150 to win the World Series.
I hate the Astros so much.
I would say this. Major League Baseball is hoping the Astros don't win, because if the Astros win, I guess their thing is going to be like, hold on now. Y'all say we were cheating before. You're watching us like watch y'all now. I think Major League Baseball wants it to be true. The Braves will win it. But I don't know.
The Astros were down 2-0 to Boston.
Astros are good, though.
Were they down 2-0 in the ALCS? They are good, man. And just everybody can hit. They're getting pitching. You know, Sarah Eckert? You know who.
Heard the name.
Yeah, you'd recognize her 100%. Big Astros fan. And I saw her at the Washington Chiefs game, and she was saying she was worried about the Astros. You know, they always can come back. I'm just not sure they can. Sure enough, they're in the damn World Series again.
Again.
In the ALCS, they actually took the lead. They had home field advantage. They took the 1-0 lead. Boston tied it up. Boston took the 2-1 lead.
Okay,
2-1. And then the Astros didn't look back from there.
And how did the Braves beat the Dodgers? It was kind of thorough, wasn't it? I want to say it was like 4-1, 4-2 for that series?
It was 4-2, yes. Okay. Atlanta took game 1 and 2, and then they took 4 and 5.
Tell us about the
4-6. Excuse me.
Tell us about the pitching matchup tonight. Who we got?
All right. Well, it looks like it's going to be veteran Charlie Morton on the mound for the Braves and Framber Valdez for the Astros.
I gotta say, for a World Series Game One, where you usually hear the names of the pitchers in a World Series Game One are like dudes you know and have started All Star games, maybe some Cy Young winners. What's your file on Charlie Morton or Framber Valdez, B. Mitch? It ain't exactly Nolan Ryan.
The World Series.
It ain't exactly Nolan Ryan versus Curt Schilling.
Sometimes you don't need that, though.
Sure, sure.
And I think that's the thing about like the Astros and the Braves, where they may not have the names of a lot of other teams pitching, but they have so much more that the guys that we probably heard of, they don't come until later when they got to close things out.
Sure.
So the World Series starts tonight. It is going to be in Houston. The Atlanta Braves are plus 114 on the money line, and they're getting the plus 1.5 at minus 172.
Serious question. Do we still think Houston is cheating after being caught in all the trouble and everything else? Because they've been hitting really well on the road throughout the playoffs, and I know that that is something that would be harder to do.
I just think they're good, man.
I don't think Dusty Baker would allow that. I think he has too much respect to be a cheater like that.
Yeah, I just think that they're good, man. I think they were good before. I think the situation they were in before, they know everybody else does a lot of stuff they were doing. Let's be real. But they were just like Barry Bonds and everybody else. We see all these other people getting all this love doing the same stuff that they say is wrong. So, hell, we'll do it too. They were just better at it than other people. But they naturally have damn good hitters.
Yeah, realistically, I don't even think they needed to cheat because they had a lot of draft picks.
Barry Bonds didn't need to go use steroids. He was good already. And I think that's the thing about it. They just saw others doing it, getting away with it, so they say they'll try it.
Maybe the MLB actually wants them to win because now they're proving they can win without cheating.
Maybe. Just looking at these lineups, you got Albies and Freeman and Jock Peterson. I mean, I feel like the Braves have been really scrappy to get here, and the Astros are just loaded, right? Who's got the better bullpen? I feel like October, World Series, especially now that postseason baseball pitching has changed so dramatically. They're only looking to get guys five innings out of a starter. Who's got the better bullpen? Like, I don't want Houston to win whatsoever. Like, to the point where I'm rooting for one of the Nats' rivals in the World Series to win. Tell me how they have a chance here.
They've just got to out-hit them. I think the Atlanta Braves have the better starting pitching. I think when we came into the 2021 season, the Atlanta Braves, if you said they were going to make the playoffs, it was because of their pitching. Mm-hmm. So I think that they have a chance if they can keep the Astros off the board. Like, the over-under tonight is only 8.5. After we just saw what the Houston Astros did to the Red Sox, there's a reason why it's so low, and I think it's because of the Braves' pitching.
Let's think about this, though. We talk about pitching. When the Nats won it, it was their time to hitting. The Astros have hitters, and I think that they're going to hit pitching. It used to be where the pitching took over. In this day and age, you got a good eye for it, and you got that damn pitcher starting to guess. You got him.
And the Astros have the experience. They've been here before, and they know how to hit the ball.
Let's make official World Series predictions. Everybody ready?
All right.
I will be very clear about this, that I am picking with my heart. And not even my heart, just my anti-heart. Like, I really don't want the Astros to win. And I loved the Braves when I was a little kid living in North Carolina. This is from a tweet from Dan Snyder's burner account. It says, Charlie Morton is very solid, and Framber has been an enigma thus far this postseason. I don't know what the hell that means. I'm taking the Braves in six. Book it.
Give me the Astros.
Landfill?
The Braves.
Neither of you said how many games.
Who cares?
Okay. Beamich?
Braves.
The prediction. You just said the Astros.
Astros in five.
You went Stros, Braves, Astros in five.
I'm not going for the Braves. I'm going for the Astros. I think the Astros are the better team.
I think the Astros get it in six.
All right. Well, first pitch tonight. I'll be watching. I'll be honest with you. It's probably a secondary TV situation. I'll watch some nonsense with my wife, and then I'll have the World Series on in the background. But it'll be on. I'll be tuned in.
Nonsense with your wife. You really want to be out in the doghouse, huh?
I don't think she's listening right now.
You're in the doghouse already, dude.
I mean, she doesn't listen to the podcast, so we'll be all right. Coming up next, is it time to panic for the Washington football team? There is a story Landfill read that suggests it is, and what exactly that entails. If it is time to panic, what do they need to do? If it's time to rebuild, how do you rebuild this thing? We'll examine that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.